AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It's another day in court for convicted white supremacist 19-year-old Peyton Gendron. He's in federal court today for the shooting deaths of 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket last spring. Yesterday, he was sentenced to life in prison on the state hate crimes charges.
I did a terrible thing that day. I shot and killed people because they were black.
The federal charges could bring the death penalty. One person's dead after a mall shooting in El Paso, Texas. Three were injured. Police Chief Peter Pasillas on KVIA-TV says they have two suspects in custody.
All of them, those detained and in the hospital, are all males.
Ford Motor says that it suspended production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck. A battery caught fire during a quality check. The automaker says it has no reason to think the electric pickups that are on the road are affected by this battery issue. New government figures show wholesale inflation was lower for January. There was a 6% increase, but that's down 0.5% from the month before. It's the 7th straight decline. And fewer Americans last week filed for unemployment, a sign the job market remains robust. Residents in Palestine, Ohio want answers about the safety of their air and water after this month's freight train derailment and chemical spill. The EPA administrator will be in the village today. In Ukraine, missile strikes have pounded much of the country as Russia ramps up its assault. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Targets had been hit in the country's north, west, and south. A 79-year-old woman was killed and at least seven other people wounded when missiles hit the eastern city of Pavlograd.
Sports news. Just in from France, American skier Michaela Schifrin has won gold in the giant slalom. This is AP News. A service to honor the three students fatally shot Monday at Michigan State University.
They sang the Michigan State University's alma mater with arms around each other as they stood at The Rock, a community gathering place that's become a makeshift memorial since Monday's attack. University men's basketball coach Tom Izzo.
I cry in front of my team. I cry on national TV. Don't be afraid to show your emotions.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer attended Wednesday night's vigil.
Tonight feels heavy. In our darkest moments, we need to find the light.
I'm Donna Warder.
Two sheriff's deputies have been suspended for 5 days in their role in the arrest of Tyree Nichols in Memphis, failing to keep their body cameras activated when they went to the location. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.